Dunstan by Con Iggleden, read by Geoffrey Beavers. Acknowledgements. My thanks to Sheila Broughton, who did a vast amount of research on this one. Also to Mairead Moran, who was kind enough to check the manuscript for matters monastic. Any remaining errors are all my own. I should also thank Clive Room, who asked questions in obscure churches and came back with some extraordinarily useful information, surprising us both. Finally, I must thank my agent, Victoria Hobbs, and both Louise Moore and Gillian Taylor of Michael Joseph. I do love to tell stories like this. Thank you all for making it possible. It is clear this manuscript was never intended to be read. There are references within to an intention to have it destroyed, and we can only speculate as to why that did not happen. Though the recollection of events is extraordinary, almost photographic, there are gaps, as well as examples of vocabulary that occasionally defied translation. Some sections were just too damaged or faded to be made out after centuries of poor storage. I have mended those holes as best I could. Translation is always as much art as craft, and I've endeavoured to keep the sense flowing whenever it became unclear. The author used paragraphs, but no other punctuation. That made discerning his meaning a challenge in some places. The chapter headings and separation into parts is my own. It is my hope that the result gives some pleasure and casts light on an exceptional mind of the 10th century. Despite his flaws and self-doubt, he was a great man who knew seven kings. Con Iggleden. Prologue. What is a first line but a door flung open by an unseen hand? There, I have begun, after so long. Like a crow's foot dipped in ink and dragged across the page, my hands shake so. Shall I sand these black scratchings from this fine vellum? No grey sheets these, all overused. I see virgin fields ready for the plough. My best ink grips the page like mortal sin desiring to remain. Here I am. If you would seek Dunstan, I will not deny my name. My first recollection is of sweetness, of honey stolen from a pot on my mother's shelf when I was 3 or 4 years old. I fell asleep in the sun with it smeared across my face, and I do not think I have ever been as happy again. Yet I woke at the touch of some mindless creature, some fat fly or moth, struggling in the gummed mass. I sprang up, dashing at myself, feeling the hum of wings on my lips. My mother came when I called, blotting out the sun. I have not forgotten the sensation of it, the strange thrill of fear and disgust, and I recognize it now. My oldest secrets rustle and climb to the edge like those winged things wanting to be said. Like prayers, they wish to be wrenched forth, quivering wet in their birth. I have broken my vows. I have betrayed those I loved and those who loved me. I have murdered innocence. There, in the bare English tongue, all those with eyes can read. Too many know their English now. I look upon my words, and I am afraid. Though I have had my 80 years, I should fear nothing. It is true, my hand shakes, yet my heart trips in my chest, and I am light. I am all light. Perhaps I will consign these precious sheets to the fire. No one will disturb me now, I've earned that much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?